Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2569. Stop using these 6 ridiculous excuses for not saving money, by Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day, reading from some of the world's best personal finance blogs. So with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Stop using these 6 ridiculous excuses for not saving money, by Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. The other day, I was reading a personal finance article on a major website. I enjoyed the article, but I made the mistake of scrolling down to the comments to see what people had to say. After blogging about personal finance for almost 4 years, I wasn't very shocked. 90% of the comments were very negative. People were saying that anyone who saves money must hate their life. They must lead a boring life, and so on. This is also sad to read, as many people don't save anywhere near the amount they should be saving. 68% live paycheck to paycheck. 26% have no emergency savings. The median amount saved for retirement is less than 60 grand. The average household has $7,283 in credit card debt. And the average student loan debt is $32,264. Due to these crazy money statistics, I believe that more people should think positively about saving money. Saving money can help you stop living paycheck to paycheck. It can help you pay off your debt. It can help you prepare for retirement, and so on. The first step to saving more money is to figure out why you're unable to save money. For many people, it's because they often tell themselves excuses for why saving money isn't something they can or even need to do. If you do this, I want you to realize that you can change your ways and that it's possible to save money. I used to always give myself excuses as well, but then I realized that I was just lying to myself. Here are 6 common excuses people give for not saving money. Number 1, I'll hate my life if I start saving money. There's a myth out there that only very sad and boring people save money. I've heard it over and over again. Wow, that person must lead a very boring life if they save that much money. I can't save money because that means I'll just be eating ramen and sitting on my couch all day long. The truth is that you can still live a great life and save money. It's possible, and many people do it on small and large incomes every single day. What you need to do is learn how to manage your money better so that you can live the life you want to live, but on a more realistic budget. There are plenty of ways to live a great life on a smaller income so that you can save more of your money. Number 2, I'll figure out how to save money later. Many people put off saving because they'd rather spend their money now and/or because they believe they'll have plenty of time to save money later. There's really no need to spend every last penny you have just because you can. The truth is that you never know what will happen later. So if you have the ability to save money now, you should. Number 3, I deserve and/or need the things I buy. I've heard this excuse far too many times, and it's one that I used to say to myself all the time as well. This applies to many areas in life. Many believe they need to upgrade to the latest and best cell phone on an annual basis, that they need a flat screen TV in every room, that they need to spend hundreds of dollars a month on cable, they need expensive vacations, and more. However, that's not true. If you're struggling with debt, if you're not saving money, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, or something else related to these three, then you should watch your spending. Figure out ways to lower your expenses and cut out anything unnecessary. I'm not saying you need to cut everything out. Instead, I'm saying you should only buy things that you truly need and want, not just because you think you deserve it or because you want to keep up with the Joneses. Number four, I enjoy my job and can always make money. While it's great that you enjoy your job, you should still be saving money. I've heard far too many people say that they love their job and don't need to save money because they can just work forever and still be happy. However, what happens when you can no longer work? You don't know what the future will bring. You may come across a medical problem, a serious life event. You may hate your job 20 years from now, and so on. Saving money doesn't mean that your life is ending. You can enjoy your job and save money at the same time. Number five, the city I live in is too expensive to save money. This one will probably cause some debate and will probably make a few mad at me as well. When I published the post, "Is being house poor limiting you?" last Monday, I received some flack from a few readers. Yes, I understand that some cities are quite expensive to live in, but that does not mean that you're unable to save money because of the higher cost of living. It may take time, but you need to either increase your income or cut your expenses, or even do both. Hard work and sweat may be needed, but you'll be happier than ever when you're finally in a better financial situation. And number six, it's too late for me to start saving money. Some believe they're either too old to save money or that they're too far in debt to save money. These excuses are simply not true. It's never too late to start saving money. Every little bit helps, and it can drastically change your future. Saving something is better than saving nothing. If you're in debt, that doesn't mean that your world is over either. You can start saving more money so that you can pay off your debt and dig yourself out of the hole you're in. There's no need to continue to add to the debt. You're just making your problem worse if you continue doing what you're doing. You just listened to the post titled, "Stop Using These Six Ridiculous Excuses for Not Saving Money" by Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Many of these excuses are rooted in deeply held beliefs about money, which can be challenging to change. Your thoughts manifest as the words you say to yourself and to other people. And when you say these words enough, they solidify as beliefs. I think you need to truly believe something on a deep level in order to take confident, consistent action. So when it comes to your finances, if you don't truly believe that the little thing you waste money on every day is going to make that much of a difference to your finances, you may be able to use willpower for a little while to resist, but you'll likely not make a long-term change. This to me is where self-control and effort is required. But what if we put that effort into changing our beliefs? When action flows from belief, it's easier to commit to that action. And over time, that action becomes a mindless habit, and it takes much less effort to stick with it. I also think your judgments of others are clues as to where your beliefs might not be serving you. Look to other people for inspiration on what's possible, rather than reason to make you feel bad about yourself. Comparison, after all, is the thief of joy. If others are doing better financially, they are merely showing you what is also possible for you. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for joining today and every day. And I'll be back again tomorrow. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.